The following paid program is furnished by Common Ground. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff.
This is Common Ground with John Tassone on your station for Talking Business AM 790. Call John now at 437-5000 or toll free 1-888-345-0790. Common Ground, highlighting the positive contributions made by the labor community on your station for Talking Business AM 790. Now, here's John Tassone.
Welcome to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. Welcome, everybody. Hope everybody had a great Labor Day weekend. I'm going to talk about substance abuse today on my labor show. I've been asked by a number of labor leaders to start covering the issue of substance abuse. So today I brought in my friend, my good friend, Jennifer Palo from Kodak. Welcome. And thank you for coming in today.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
And we have a young lady, Jennifer, and correct me if I'm wrong, Byron, right?
Brian.
Jennifer Brian, also joining us today. So, Jennifer, obviously, substance abuse sees no boundaries, sees no men, sees no women, sees no children.
No race, no socioeconomic choices there. No.
Took the words right out of my mouth. You should be a radio talk show host. But I've been asked by a number of labor leaders to start integrating my recovery radio and having some guests on my labor show because the issue on the building trades and other labor unions, it's hitting everyone hard. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a family member or a loved one, or a friend, and the list goes on. So let's talk about Kodak, because you're my first guest on the labor show. And tell us what Kodak does.
Sure.
Where Kodak's located.
Okay. Kodak Behavioral Healthcare. We specialize in medication-assisted recovery treatment, and we have 5 clinics throughout Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm. How many patients do you currently have?
We currently have about 2,500.
Wow.
There's actually about 5,000 patients on methadone in Rhode Island. There's 13 clinics, and we have about half that population.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. We do provide medication-assisted recovery, but we also have a lot of other types of treatment. We have IOP mm-hmm. treatment.
And what's IOP?
Intensive
outpatient treatment.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, that was easy for you to say.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding with you.
A little nervous. Let's see how we do.
Let's talk about the treatment that you guys, and I know we've had the gambling people on my recovery
mm-hmm.
radio.
Mm-hmm.
You have gambling issues, and you have a number of different things. You know, one of the things too that I think the stigma end of this whole substance abuse thing happens with. People who are not using substances say, what are you going to do with those people?
Mm-hmm. It's just a misunderstanding of addiction. It's a really hard thing to wrap your brain around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best definition I've ever heard of addiction was simply something that you can't stop. It's as simple as that. And the way it affects the brain, one of the ways that's really hard for people to wrap their brain around is the way it affects the reward pathways in the brain. And what addiction does is it affects the instincts around your basic survival. For basic survival, just like you need food and sex to carry on the human race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your brain is tricked into believing that it needs this substance for your basic survival. And therefore, people end up behaving in ways they wouldn't normally behave. If you were starving, absolutely starving, you would do some pretty desperate things to survive, to
mm-hmm.
eat. And it's the same way with addiction. And an example I like to give is if you've ever been attracted to someone and you all of a sudden you come out with this ridiculous thing or you behave in this really silly way that, and after you're like, oh, my God, why did I say that? How could I do that? I really like this person. I acted in such a silly way. The truth is we don't even know why we did it. like why we said that silly thing, you know, and it's instinctually so to attract that person that we want to be involved with. Mm-hmm. But we don't understand that behavior. And it's the same way with addiction. People will behave in ways that they don't even themselves even understand. They may be at their grandmother's house and open up a cabinet and just, boom, take some of their grandma's pain medication. They love their grandma. They don't want to do this. It just happens. And then they get caught, and people are like, why? Hmm. Why did you do that? They don't even know themselves. Just like if you were attracted to someone and you behaved in some silly way, and your friend was like, oh, why did you do that? It's hard for people to understand.
I was going to say, I almost like to see it as a separate part of your personality. Like, it's a battle between the addictive personality and your real self. And the addictive side is the one doing all of these things. And that's why it's so hard for families, because they love the individual self, the real person you are, but they're struggling with the addictive personality.
So let me ask you this question, Jen. I want you to let my listeners know what your story is.
In short, I am in recovery for addiction. I have been since December of 2013. I am a patient at Kodak in the methadone treatment program. And after my grandfather passed away, I kind of fell into a bad place, and things started getting worse and worse. And I found Kodak, and they have supported me initially through a 30-day detox program, but I needed something a little bit more. They assisted me with getting healthcare assistance, and through that, I actually got some psychiatric help, realized I had adult-onset ADD. I've gone back to school.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you. And I have...
What are you going to school for?
I'm going to CCRI, and I'm in their paralegal program.
Wow.
I want to transfer over to Roger Williams and eventually go to law school.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. So tell me about when you were in the bad way, how you made your way to Kodak.
Well, initially, my husband, boyfriend at the time, was arrested for possession. And he was sentenced to probation. And as part of his probation, he had to enter a treatment program. So as he was entering Kodak for a treatment program, I went with him because when it comes to couples, it's a very hard thing for both people to get clean. Mm-hmm. Or for both people to, one person to get clean and the other person not to. It's a struggle for both to get clean.
Right.
And very few people actually do, but we did it together, and we support each other, and...
Still today?
Still today.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. That's a great story. So, Jen.
So, we have Jen Palo, and we have Jennifer, who just spoke. Ryan. It's a little confusing today.
It says both Jennifers here. I don't know.
We'll call me Jen.
The short version. So, Kodak does medical assistant therapy.
Correct. Medication-assisted therapy.
So how do you start on something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I went to see your facility last week, and I was very, very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressed with your facility and about how clean, how the patients handled themselves that were there, the staff. Obviously, you, who I met for the first time, and how organized it was.
It has to be. We have close to 900 patients
at that
in
facility.
Our Providence facility.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough crowd. It's a tough environment.
So tell me how John Tassoni goes to Kodak, and how I get from point A to point Y.
Okay. First of all, you make a decision within yourself that you want some help. And we don't advertise at all. All the people that come to us come from their own choice. There's a few people that are referred by doctors or probation officers, but I would say 90% of our people come by personal choice. So they call us up and they schedule an intake appointment. Of course, medication has to be prescribed by a doctor, so they do need to see a doctor, and there is a process. But we
is that doctor on your grounds?
Yes.
Okay.
We have two doctors and two physician assistants mm-hmm. on the grounds. And we schedule an intake and we schedule a doctor's appointment, and we try to do this as quickly as possible. As a COE, a center of excellence, we're required to do this within 48 hours. Depending on the doctor's availability, sometimes it's a day or two, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes same day. But usually, I mean, we're overwhelmed. As you know, the opioid addiction epidemic is just widespread.
Right. So you see the doctor, you mm-hmm. have a consultation with the doctor, then what happens?
Then you're admitted, mm-hmm. and you're provided with your first dose. And this is a good time to talk about what a therapeutic dose looks like. Because with methadone, methadone is a liquid that's administered, and it can be a wide range of amount that we measure in milligrams. And one person might be perfectly fine and stable on 40 milligrams. Another person might need 140 milligrams. I mean, that's a huge difference, mm-hmm. depending on your use, your metabolism, your physical makeup, and even psychological, too. All those aspects tie in, and it's those things aren't all measurable. We have to figure it out. And so we start people at a lower rate just for safety to make sure they kind of acclimate okay. And slowly, we interact with the patient and the counselor and the doctor, and we try to slowly find that therapeutic dose. And this can take a few months. It mm-hmm. can take a few months to get to that point. But when that point is found, it's really incredible, the change in people.
Now, can people work when they're on this?
Oh, gosh, yes. Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
Okay.
You wouldn't even know. I mean, folks that... Let me tell you a little bit about the success rate.
You're going to talk a little bit about success when we come back. Because
right.
I got to take a break.
Okay.
Because I have to pay the bills. You're listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. We'll be right back.
Stand beside her and guide her through the night. With a light from above.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Oh, we clear the crash on 6 West, but things still a little bit sluggish as you get out by the 10 split. Further up on 95 northbound right now, we're slow as we go through town. Slow again as you get into the S-curve. No accident there, just some slow going due to an earlier breakdown. 95 south, slow as you approach Smithfield Ave. It's going to stay that way all the way through town. 146 still busy coming in from Branch Ave. Starting to see some slowdowns as you come in on 195 west when you get to Pawtucket Ave. And that crash on 4 northbound, still there off to the right-hand side as you go up by exit 8B. That's got you slow back towards 102. I'm Rich Teeter with you right now, traffic.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Navigant Credit Union believes that time should be spent with family and friends rather than bankers. That's why Navigant Credit Union offers Journey Rewards Checking. You can open your new account online at NavigantCU.org. That's easy. When you sign up for e-statements, use direct deposit, and make a minimum of 12 debit card transactions a month, you'll earn a high annual percentage yield, and your ATM fees will be refunded up to $25 a month. Call 233-4700 or stop by any Navigant Credit Union branch.
Corporate Transportation of Rhode Island is a 24-hour statewide sedan car service to and from all major airports. Relax, knowing wherever you need to go, Corporate will get you there safe and on time. Do you need to accommodate an important client? Got an early morning flight at TF Green? Or how about a late night pickup in Boston? Call Corporate Transportation at 231-2228 and get there with quality, comfortable transportation, reliable rates, and a courteous, experienced driver. Corporate Transportation, 231-2228.
Stressed about planning or paying for college? Not sure how to maximize merit scholarship money? Are you concerned about paying the balance of the college tuition bill? Or do you have student loans that you are finding it difficult to pay? If you are worried about anything that has to do with planning, preparing, and paying for college, College Advisors Group is offering a 45-minute free consultation to all friends and family of Common Ground. You can take advantage of this offer by calling 821-0080. That's 821-0080 or emailing them at collegeadvisorsgroup.com. Their website is collegeadvisorsgroup.com. And the phone number is 821-0080. Anyone who takes advantage of the free consultation is also eligible to sign up for Sage Scholars Tuition Rewards Points. Tuition Rewards Points can be used at nearly 400 private colleges as discounts on undergraduate tuition. Call 821-0080 for your stress-free consultation, planning, and paying for college. Visit collegeadvisorsgroup.com.
This is a Bloomberg Green Business Report. They're calling it an ark of sorts, but the one that's being populated these days is quite a bit smaller than Noah's construction. Seeds from hundreds of rare plant species around New England are being collected and frozen for future use inside a so-called seed ark in suburban Boston. The New England Wildflower Society is trying to prevent the plants from disappearing from the landscape. A 2015 survey found that more than a fifth of the 3,500 known plant species in the region were considered rare or in decline. The ark is actually an ordinary-looking freezer in a sturdy cinder block shed at a suburban Boston botanical garden. Inside the freezer in Framingham are tightly sealed packages containing an estimated 6 million seeds from hundreds of plant species, bearing obscure or hard-to-pronounce names like Potentilla robinsiana. They are rare varieties of plant life native to the region, in some cases found nowhere else in the world. Stored at minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit, the seed should remain viable for decades or even centuries. That's a Bloomberg Green Business Report. I'm Patrice Sikora.
There's absolutely nothing traditional about my small business. And when it comes to technology, I need someone who understands my unique needs. That's where my Dell Small Business Technology Advisor comes in. With one phone call, he sets me up with tailored products and services. And when my advisor is focused on my tech, I can focus on my small business.
Get end-to-end solutions with the help of a Dell Advisor, including PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BUY-DELL.
Home isn't just a place. It's a feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you, whether you're at home, your business, or online. We help keep you safe with security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance, so you can feel at home wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling for less than a dollar a day. ADT. Home. Safe. Home.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
And our Johnny Legend is our own John Tosone. This is Common Ground on AM 790 Talk In Business. Once again, here's John.
Welcome back to Common Ground, AM 790. I'm your host, John Tosone. Hopefully everybody had a great Labor Day, and now we're back to work. Right, Eddie? Back to work. I'm trying something different today with the labor movement. We have brought Jennifer Byron on and Jennifer Paolo on from Kodak, and we're talking about substance abuse. It's been a request by the labor movement that we put some substance abuse information out to our membership. This way here, they know where to get help and get their lives back on track. So, Jen, I want to thank you again. Brian. Jennifer Bryan. I screwed up again.
I'm Jennifer Paolo.
Jennifer Paolo.
Person in long-term recovery.
Get out.
Yep.
So tell me about your story. How'd you get here?
Whew. Nothing short of a miracle, truly.
Well, let's hear it.
I really want to talk about the success of methadone.
Well, I want to talk about Jennifer first.
Yeah.
And how she got success from methadone.
I'm not on medication-assisted recovery.
Okay.
So I found recovery in the rooms of 12-step recovery.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I have been able to use that information to share it with folks with medication-assisted recovery.
And help others like myself.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just so we get the story straight.
Okay.
You're a user.
Mm-hmm.
Substance, alcohol?
Both.
Okay.
All the above.
You went into treatment, 12-step?
Mm-hmm.
At that time, did you figure that you wanted to help other people?
No, not at all. I went back to school in early recovery. I obtained a bachelor's in business and a master's degree in financial economics. And I went on to work in investment management for a while.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did that for...
That's like one end of the spectrum to the other.
Yes, it is. So, did that for about 6 years and just did a 360.
Hmm.
Wanted something a little more meaningful in my life.
That's quite a story.
Yeah.
And I want to have you back because you wrote a book, too. So
mm-hmm.
I want to have you back on my recovery show.
Thanks, John.
Pertaining to your book. But let's talk about Kodak.
Sure.
And we had talked earlier about the wide range of medicine,
mm-hmm.
From however many units to, we'll say, 5 units to 150 units.
Right. Which is methadone.
So... The doctor that you see
mm-hmm.
prescribes you, we'll just use this for an example, 10 units of methadone.
Starts usually around 40.
Okay, 40 units mm-hmm. of methadone. As you know, I'm not an expert in this. So you drink the methadone. Is it every day?
Yes.
Every other day?
Every day.
Every 2 weeks?
Every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I come to the clinic at what time?
Wherever time you want to. We're open from 5:30 to 2:30 in Providence, and there's a little more restrictive hours in our other clinics. But
is that because you want people to go back to work?
Absolutely. That's why we're open at 5:30 in the morning, because the majority of our folks do go back to work. Mm-hmm. We have huge success. I did a snapshot in time a couple months ago just to see what rates of recovery we really had. Mm-hmm. And part of our treatment, it's required that you take a random urine so we can make sure... We can really see what's in your system, and this is for the doctors as well as our counselors to see how you're truly doing in recovery.
There's also some benefits to it from the patient perspective. You earn take-homes, so at some point you don't have to go
in
every
day. What
does
that mean? What's a take-home? Is that a lunchbox?
Yes, you actually do need a box. But you go in and you get your doses for 2 days or 3 days or eventually a week.
So you don't have to go
in. So you don't
have
to go in every day. You gain that trust as you're moving forward on your path of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Who decides that? Is it the maintenance guy that works there? Is it someone like Jen?
It's a standard operating procedure.
Yeah, we have standard policies around that, definitely.
So, but who makes that decision?
You work with a counselor, and as long as you're providing clean screens, there's a standard operating procedure at so many intervals that you begin to earn one at a time.
So let me ask you this question, Jen, because I've always wanted to ask somebody this question, and you're going to be the first one on this particular show that I ask. When you started at Kodak and you had to talk to your counselor about trying to become clean, did you actually tell them the truth in the beginning?
I did. I'm a very honest person. I'm a bad liar. You can see it all over my face. So
I can tell.
It's more like the blatant truth as opposed to trying to lie.
Well, I can tell you I definitely lied to my counselor.
What is the percentage that people... don't tell the counselors the truth? Is it a very high percentage?
It's a very high percentage, sure.
How about like when you first started with methadone? I know you weren't on it, but when someone first starts on it, do they actually get into the discussion with their counselor that, you know, they really feel crappy, even though they started at 40 units?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You really want them to get up to 75 units.
Yes, absolutely.
And that happens.
That's how that works. Yep, you slowly build to a place where you find that right spot that works for you. And one thing that's great about methadone that's different about the drugs out on the street, with heroin and pills, you need to take more and more and more to get that initial high.
Mm.
And with the synthetic methadone, once you find that level, that therapeutic dose, you stay there. You don't feel any side effects from it, and you stay there, and that's when you can go back to work, go back into society, and then work on the rest of it. I run a program called Health Home at Kodak, and the way I like to describe that is we're an additional layer of services that we provide. So, okay, great, you stopped using heroin, now what? Health Home is the now what. We're going to look at your housing. We're going to look at your medical care. We have nurses. We're going to look at your employment record and all of those things to get you back into society.
I think that's a great point about Medicaid-assisted recovery in general, whether it be methadone or Suboxone, something that we haven't really mentioned so much of. But it brings you up to a normal level so that physically...
Normal level to do what?
Well, it brings you physically to a normal level.
To function?
To yes. function, because... when you become addicted to an opioid, you suffer withdrawal symptoms when you don't have it. So there's a physical need in the body to have those receptors made happy.
So, Jen, let me ask you this question, because you've been through it. The craving for substances.
Yes.
If you take, were you on heroin?
Yes.
When you take the heroin. Because this is asked me all the time. I can't give them the answer because I've never been there. What do you feel when you first do heroin?
Oh, that's not something. I mean, you know, yeah.
Well,
you gotta
I threw
tell
up.
At first, you got to get past that.
Yeah.
I've been told you got
to
get past that.
You have to tell the truth now.
I wouldn't lie to you. I just I feel that it's... I don't want to endorse it. That's why it's an excellent.
No, this
feeling.
Is not. This is not an endorsement program.
Yeah.
This is an anti-program.
No, that's why. Yeah.
But my point is that I may have parents who are listening now, who know that their kids are on heroin.
To be perfectly honest, you
and get, I want you to be.
You get a rush. It's a sensation of being wrapped in a warm blanket, and it washes over your body, and you're able to put anything that is bothering you out of your mind. There's no feelings of pain. It's a happy place. It's like eating a bite of chocolate. They say, you know, chocolate releases the it actually releases the same type of
endorphins
that heroin does. Mm-hmm. But your body produces those normally as well. But when you don't have them, withdrawals is essentially the opposite of that feeling.
Now, if you take, and forgive me, I'm ignorant when it comes to this. When you take a shot of heroin, is it a full needleful? Is it a little bit of needleful? Is it?
It's an individual basis. As Jen said, it's something that once you do a little... your body starts a tolerance to it, and
so
then
you
need
get
to do
more and more to
reach that endorphin rush and get to that good place, as opposed to reaching the normal level of not being sicker and withdrawal.
With the stuff that's on the street now, the fentanyl.
Very dangerous.
And all the crazy things that people are mixing. Why in God's name would anyone... want to do this, knowing what's transpiring when you open up the paper on A11 every day?
Some people, I'm not entirely sure, but I can tell you from my own perspective, when I was using, I was hoping for the stuff with the fentanyl in it, because it was the good stuff.
It doesn't start that way, though, John.
No, I know.
You know, it starts with a broken arm that you get prescribed medication for from the doctor, and you do what you're supposed to do. And yeah, look, there's a scar over there from an operation. And it starts with something as simple as that. I've seen it over and over where folks, young kids, you know, high school kids, they get a sports injury and they get prescribed some Vicodin, and then it's a little stronger. And then the next thing you know, they do that for a while and their doctor takes it away from them.
Yeah.
And they find out that they're... friend can get some, so they get it from their friend, and they do that for a while, and then it increases because you need more and more and more to get that same sensation.
Just like now, I need more and more and more to go on break so I can pay the bills. You're listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassoni. We'll be right back.
Cool, cool. Hi, this is Dave Campbell, president of Cool Air Creations. In 1993, I started Cool Air with one employee, a passion for the business, and the integrity to do what I promised. Today, with a team of over 40 professionals, the same passion and integrity still holds true. At Cool Air Creations, we take your image seriously. After all, why would you trust that to just anyone? I've built the most advanced production facility in the industry and put together the largest product selection available, all to provide you the best screen-printed, embroidered, or laser-decorated merchandise you can find. And since all decoration is done in-house, our art department can ensure your logo's integrity remains true from product to product, time after time, something our competition doesn't even understand. Take control of your company or organization's image with Cool Air Creations. Call 401-769-7755. That's 401-769-7755 or on the web at morethantees.com. Cool Air Creations, your source for all things promotional.
Cool Air. Make you look great.
They are everywhere, on billboards, television, even here on the radio. But when you need an attorney for a workers' compensation case, you need the law office of attorney Stephen J. Dennis.
I'm attorney Stephen J. Dennis. Workers' compensation insurance is meant to help people who are injured on the job to get the benefits that they need to pay bills and cover their expenses. But oftentimes, employers and their insurance carriers make it difficult for this to happen. Just call me. I'll take on those insurance companies for you and fight to ensure that you get the full amount that you deserve. For more than 20 years, my office has protected the rights of workers in Rhode Island. No matter how tough a case or how big the insurance company, I'm in your corner. So if you've been injured on the job or have an occupational illness, trust my office with your case.
That's the law office of Stephen J. Dennis. Visit StephenJDennis.com or call them today at 453-1355. That's 453-1355. Stephen J. Dennis is Rhode Island's workers' compensation lawyer fighting for what you deserve.
Bringing people together, promoting the good work of everyday Rhode Islanders, focusing on the positives of the state. That's what Common Ground is all about. Common Ground is Rhode Island's only communications outlet for working people, in print, on the air, and online. Common Ground promotes the contributions of the labor community. If you want your positive message to reach thousands of readers and listeners, call 451-1305 for sponsorship opportunities. It's time to return to Common Ground. Call 451-1305.
Wesco Oil understands the challenges that the harsh weather throws at us, and maybe the biggest is how to beat the cold and keep our homes and families warm. There's no one better than Wesco Oil, a third-generation family business who provides both heating systems and assistance. Wesco serves both Rhode Island and Massachusetts, and with a commitment to providing the best value possible, Wesco offers discounts for COD. Trust the Wesco family to heat your family this winter. Call Wesco Oil at 231-3681 or 800-411-6603.
Mom, Dad, I'm in eighth grade now. That means those years of peer pressure are way behind me. From here on out, it's all about good grades and living up to your totally realistic expectations. Alcohol is probably the last thing on my mind. Like you said, I'm too young to drink. When I'm with my friends, all we talk about are current events and boy bands. We're definitely not curious about what alcohol tastes like or why the older kids drink. And do I notice when you have a drink at dinner? Of course not. Just like I haven't noticed where you keep the alcohol. Oh, and if the opportunity arises to talk to me about drinking, you should definitely continue to avoid it. And if you do bring it up, just remind me that I'm too young. That'll probably do the trick.
Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the eighth grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early. Talk often. Get others involved. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Do you have a child or grandchild in your life that falls between the ages of newborn and 17 that would benefit up to 1 year of free college tuition? Enroll now in the only guaranteed scholarship program in the country. Over 350 private colleges participate and close to 400,000 students. Visit collegeadvisorsgroup.com. Click on the Scholarship Center tab for more information regarding this fantastic program. To enroll now, call College Advisors Group today at 401-821-0080 or shoot them an email at team@collegeadvisorsgroup.com for your free application. Anyone that calls or emails and mentioning this program will receive a free minimum scholarship guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing scholarship opportunity today. Give them a call at 401-821-0080 or shoot them an email at team@collegeadvisorsgroup.com.
The
It's Common Ground on AM 790 Talk and Business with our own John Tassone. Once again, throwing it back into the studio.
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. By popular demand, we have brought Kodak in to talk to our labor community about substance abuse and medicated assisted therapy.
Sure.
Wait a minute. Don't. I have Jennifer Bryan and Jennifer Palo. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
So, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay. This is Jen Palo, and I want to talk about the success with methadone treatment that Kodak Behavioral Healthcare has. A Day in the Life shows 65% of the folks in Providence did not have any illicit drug use for 4 weeks or more. Mm-hmm. That's including all the new people. That's 65% of the people. And this is urban Providence,
right.
Tough neighborhood, and with a clientele of close to 900. And we have 65%. And also, of that 65% that have not used in at least 4 weeks or more, three-fourths of those people have a year or more of continuous recovery. And what happens with folks that get this awesome recovery with the help of methadone and medication-assisted treatment is they disappear. They go back into society, back to their jobs. They're the person at the bank waiting on you. They're the person in the grocery store. And they're your friend's second cousin. And
when you're neighbors.
And when you're at a party with your friend's second cousin, they're not going to tell you they're on methadone.
Right.
You're not going to know. And because of the stigma about this type of recovery, particularly including the 12-step community, those folks don't speak out. Those folks don't share much about their recovery. I've known people who have lost jobs because their bosses found out that they were on methadone,
right.
Even though they hadn't used in years.
Even doctors. I've had people that have had issues with doctors they told them they were on methadone. They ended up getting prescribed a benzo. They went into what looked like an overdose, and then they were Narcaned, mm-hmm. which pulled all of methadone out of their system and put this person into immediate withdrawal when they had not taken any illicit substance. It was actually the drug that they prescribed that put them into this situation. Mm. It was awful just because of the stigma that
there is stigma in the medical community as well. I've seen psychiatrists that folks have gone to, and they've been honest about their recovery, and the psychiatrist refused to treat them.
And you have to be. You cannot not mm-hmm. tell your doctor that you're on methadone. That's there could be a reaction or...
Right. Jen Palo, let me ask you this question. When you're on Suboxone
mm-hmm.
or methadone, either one of the two, can you still get high if you take the drug?
If you take it not as prescribed, yes, sometimes.
But if you're on methadone, you're following the methadone.
Well, not mm-hmm. Suboxone. He did say Suboxone or methadone.
True.
Right.
Suboxone you cannot get high on.
Right.
And I've seen people high on both, to be honest with you.
Well,
I'm going to tell the truth here.
And I thought there were blockers in the methadone that you have to push through.
Blockers in the Suboxone, but people will push through it. People will
really
figure it out, you know?
Let me ask you this question. How many people, when you're on methadone,
mm-hmm.
that you've seen, obviously working at Kodak,
mm-hmm.
that have fallen off the wagon,
mm-hmm.
gone using again, and come back with their tail between their legs, saying that they want to get back on the program?
Absolutely. Recovery is not a straight line. Recovery is a very squiggly line, and folks fall back all the time. And that goes back to what I talked about earlier with addiction. You know, when you behave in a way that people don't understand, you've had some recovery for a while, you're doing well, you've got your job back, and all of a sudden, poof, you take some of your grandma's pills out of nowhere. How does that happen? Mm. Why? That's that addiction that's still lingering in the brain, that rewards pathway in the brain that tricks you into thinking you need this stuff to survive. That's that difficult part of addiction that people struggle wrapping their brain
and
around.
And you really have to be ready, and you never know when you are ready. But I think that methadone...
Ready for what?
Sobriety.
Okay.
Because methadone allows you to physically deal with... it takes care of the physical need, so you can take care of the mental need, the emotional need, the hole that you dug yourself in,
mm-hmm.
the fact that you don't have a car anymore or a job, or and to get down to the main issue of why you started using in the first place, so you can get past that. And then prepare yourself for instances where, you know, if a friend dies or, you know, what am I going to do if this happens? That's why continuous counseling is important.
Recovery is a process. It's not an event. I wish people walked through the door of Kodak Behavioral Healthcare and we gave them some methadone and they were all better. That is not recovery. It is a process. It takes time, no matter how bad they want it, to find that therapeutic dose, to work with the counselor, to get to a place. And that there's back and forth. There's falling off. There's coming back. We never refuse anyone treatment. Everyone is welcome, no matter how many times they've tried. I've seen people, but you can walk through the door, take methadone, and never use again. I've seen it. I've also seen people come in and out for 10 years, and other people will say, oh, that person's never going to make it. You never know when someone is going to make it. You can't predict that thing. People themselves can't predict it for themselves. You always have to give people another chance, and there's always hope. One thing I learned about recovery, there's always hope for everybody to get better and to find that recovery path.
Jim Bryan, let me ask you this question. Next time you guys come, it can't be two Jens. Your family. What happened when you were using with your family?
Well,
not your husband, no.
Or my father, because I actually used with my father as well. But my mother was in extreme denial, and until it got to a point that I had lost my job, my car had gotten repossessed, and it was basically unavoidable. Did she even mention it?
Was she married to your dad at that point?
She was not. She had been separated from him for 20 years.
How about your dad now?
He is currently in recovery at a different program. He's an anchor, another methadone program.
Yep.
And he's doing a little bit better. I think he has 1 year quite recently.
Nice.
Do you still have a relationship with him?
Yes. Yes, yeah, I do. He actually lives at my grandmother's house, so I run into him frequently when I'm helping her out.
Mm-hmm. How about your friend?
I have separated from all of my friends that I used with. I think it's a very important part of recovery to remove yourself from the environment, with the exception of a few people that have, is it on the wagon or off the wagon, that have joined me on my recovery pathway. I don't speak with anymore.
Mm.
I don't think there really are friendships in addiction. I think that it's more of association.
That's a great point.
What you can do for me, what I can do for you.
Right. I got to tell you, I mean, we're a little bit, maybe we got one more segment to go. I've never had anyone in the studio that has talked the way you talk.
Is that a good thing?
It's a very good thing.
Thank you.
Because I think you're very bright.
Thank you.
I think you will go a long way once you get out of CCRI. I think you'll be one hell of a lawyer when you take the bar and you pass. And I would hope that your travel through life, that you look behind and help the people who are less fortunate than you are.
I try to.
And we're going to take a break on that there, because I got to tell you a story offline here. You're listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean DeSoni. We'll be right back.
I'd work for all my life, I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
95 South and North. A little bit busy getting through town right now. That hangs up a bit on 6 and 146. 195, not too bad. A little busy around Taunton Ave and into the split, but not so bad. If we look at 295 Northbound, a little hung up at 37. Stays busy up through the canyon. I'm Rich Teeter with you right now. Traffic.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at
at TheraWorksRelief.com.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 different types of equipment, in fact, plus contractor supplies. The best part, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done. Whether you're a large contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer, for the United Rentals nearest you, visit UnitedRentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS. United Rentals. Consider it done.
United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Local 328, serves the collective bargaining needs of over 11,000 workers. Local 328 represents workers in retail food, credit unions, food service, at universities and public schools, as well as healthcare, transportation, and manufacturing. Local 328 is proud of its relationship with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society as one of its most prolific benefactors, raising close to $1 million for research. Local 328 members also serve the needs of those in need with Thanksgiving food baskets and gifts for children at Christmas. It pays to belong to Local 328.
Legacy Benefit Advisors brings to Rhode Island municipalities health and welfare funds and employers Call a Doctor Plus. In partnership with the Teladoc Network of Physicians, Call a Doctor Plus is a premier telemedicine provider offering quality health care alternatives to employees, union members, retirees, and their families. Call a Doctor Plus offers 24/7, 365 days a year phone or video access to board-certified licensed medical doctors in whatever state you are in 10 minutes or less for a fraction of the cost of traditional care. Doctors can diagnose and prescribe for common medical conditions, send a prescription to the pharmacy of your choice, and provide a doctor's note to the patient's primary care physician. Call Bob Dumais of Legacy Benefit Advisors at 401-868-1400 for more information. That's 401-868-1400. Again, that's Call a Doctor Plus at 401-868-1400.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Miracle Method has the answer to your ugly tubs, tile, and countertops. It's called refinishing. Whether a surface is worn out, damaged, hard to clean, or simply the wrong color, Miracle Method has the refinishing solutions to make it look and feel like new in just a couple of days at a fraction of the cost of messy remodeling. Call Miracle Method today at 401-751-0487 or log on to miraclemethod.com or just swing by the showroom to see our work and what we can do for you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
This is Common Ground on AM 790 Talk and Business. We've got one more segment left and we'll bring it home. Here's John.
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. Fabulous show today. We have the two Jens. And Jen Halo from Kodak. And your title is what, Jen?
I'm a health home team leader.
You're the team leader.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer Bryan, you're on the bench.
I'm a student.
You're a student. She's a team student. I want to thank you both
future
for joining
leader.
Us today. Future
thank
leader. You. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, when you get out of college, you take the bar, you call me. I'll get you plenty of work.
Will do. Thank you.
But I want to thank you both for joining us today because this is something I wanted to test. And we will find out what the test incorporates once the show is over and I see how many people took the podcast and did what they did with it. Because, you know, I've been asked by Labor to put this show on. Pertaining to the opioid crisis that we're having in Rhode Island, it bears no boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Workers, lawyers, doctors, nurses, it doesn't stop. It's just getting progressively worse, and we have to put an end to it, whether it's here on this Common Ground radio show or it's people like you who do good work to get people back into the workforce and become productive citizens again. So,
absolutely.
You know, I was a little, I got an email just a few minutes ago pertaining to the 65%.
Yes.
Do you have any delineations between male and female, or is it just 65% as a whole?
It's 65% as a whole. We tend to have a little more male population than female.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably about a 60-40, 55-45 type split that varies around there. And there's no gender specific as far as who's doing well.
No, I didn't mean by that. I was just talking about the 65%. If you had 40% were females or 40% were males, and I didn't know if it was broken up by percentages. I know, obviously, that 65%, everyone's doing well, but I didn't know what the makeup was.
I haven't looked at that.
Not me.
That just came in
by email. So.
I can tell you from our population as a whole, like I said, we have about between 60 and 55% male.
Mm-hmm.
So a little more male.
Hmm. Now, do you do anything at the Kodak place?
Oh, I do a lot of things at Kodak.
Like what?
I take advantage of all of the services that they offer. Jen mentioned being a Health Homes coordinator. Health Homes will help you with anything from helping you get health insurance to making doctor's appointments to... I recently had some contact with buying and selling books to try to find out where I could get cheap books online. I also take advantage of their acupuncture services, and I like to advocate whenever asked.
Do you talk with other patients?
In line, sometimes. I just graduated
from the peer recovery support program.
I took a class on peer recovery support, and I'm working towards my 500 hours so that I can take the test.
Mm-hmm.
But I do encourage people when I get a chance, but you got to be ready. There are
You're ready. There's
you're
no doubt
example.
About it.
I'm not ready. I'm talking about them being ready. Other people have to be ready.
No, but you're an example of, yes. of someone who is...
Successful.
Right. Exactly.
I'm in progress.
Positive recovery example. It's more powerful
I try.
Than
I try
words.
To be positive and to keep the positivity while I'm there in front of others. And
you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I want to thank you both for joining me today on Common Ground. I want to do more of these shows in the labor community. But obviously, Jen, I want to have you back because I want to talk to you on Recovery Radio pertaining to your book. So we'll schedule that
Thanks, John.
We leave. And I want to thank you. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
I know someday I'll be reading your name in the paper on the front page and not on A11. You're listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni. We'll see you next week.